We've almost paid off. Continue to off news and hate talk. Love and follow my rivers 1976 on Thursday.
And then, and Shimon was married to the sister of that woman. And then Reuben was married to another woman, and Shimon was married to the daughter of that other woman. Then Reuben was married to a third woman, and Shimon was married to the granddaughter, the Basbi. And then again, Reuben was married to a fourth woman, and Shimon was married to the granddaughter, the Basma. This is how Rashi explained it. So Rashi says, Le'yibna mikamaisi, hayid enough liberation, va'afilo lehispik likenso. No, that's the kasha, no, I mean. So shniyo shebishuz, imo yoshleisho, shniyo shebishuzze, imo yoshleisho achim, שניים הם נישואים שתי אחויות, וישו וביתו, ומייסו שניהם, ונופלו לפני השלישי, אחס מנורשניס מסייבמס, ושתיים, האחרניס פטורס, דיחוד מנורשניס חשובו ככנוס, חוד מנורשניס יחשובו ככנוס. Now, how many יבומס are there? There are four יבומס. So he says, the Chodim in Orishenis, Reuven had four wives and Shimon had four wives. So Chodim in Orishenis is Chshuva Kiknuso. Chshuva Kiknuso. So the Marsho points out on it. Oh, Omar Robert. Shni Roshem Zugze. Ushni Roshem Zugze. Yishli Dagnik. למאי די סאל קדאי דה חשטה אבאי ונפטר קולה די חידן די מידר הפשימה מבי סיבוני די זיקל אף ככנוסהו משם די ידינון קמי מן מנאי הרמיה הוכה נא מנאי מבי סיבוני די ידינון הי מנאי מן הרישיינס קמי רמיה די חשו את ככנוסו so not even one should become said as ככנוסו יש לו אימא דוי דם די מבי סיבוני סקיבן די ברצי ניטל ימילצה ליד ומייסי דברים שירצה שפי חשבינון כל אחס מהם ככנוסו משום זיקוסו מה שאין כאים בבי סיבומים ולא יברצי ניטל ימילצה שיהיה זיקה שניים לחושי פה יסוף ככנוסו so the משהו I mean that's the obvious chat in Russia there is no doubt so the משהו says that Russia shita is that there is a fundamental distinction between two Yivomim and one Yivomim and two Yivomes and one Yom. So Abai only says that if there are two Yivomim, so then we don't say Kiknusa. We don't say Tuknusa. Masha'inke, because even Yom can be Yom. Masha'inke, where there are two Yivomes and one Yom, Tim di Bertzein Italian will say, so Mumele, so one of them is considered Knusa. But of course not all of them, because he's not allowed to be Kenes, all of them. So we may be one of them, even though we don't know which one, so it's undetermined. But one of them, so that's Rashi. Let's see, I mean, there's a very strange lashon in the Tesis Hashem. Now, without looking up the Tesis Horos, it's impossible to understand the Tesis Hashem. All right, Peter Barbotum, tell me, am I with your Oma, Bishibotum? So what the more the kasha Torah Rabbi, the more says Torah Rabbi b'tam. So one of the time is ve'ei Reb Shimon Peter bar Botam liboyeret. According to Rashi's pshat, that Reuven is married to four women, he has four wives, and Shimon is married to four wives, and each one of the four wives of Shimon is an heir of one of the four wives of Reuven. So we may know altogether how many are there? Eight Yivomes are involved. So when the Gemara refutes Rav's explanation, so why does the Gemara say V'eid Torah Barbo? So Peter Barbo Tomi Boyle. Why does the Gemara say V'eid Rav Shimon Peter Barbo Tomi Boyle? The Gemara should say V'eid Reb Shimon Peter b'shivotot, not b'abotot. Teima malikoma b'shivotot. Toki lo kach achas m'shei Reuven. So lehi kach m'shei Shimon klum, v'lehi m'shei Reuven. Let's say three brothers. So when Levi, is the keyach achas misheruvein. So meyikach misheshimen klum velol misheruvein. So it's peita bishivota mishutze. Misheruvein meyikach lefishinabali sechod in yab malachatz. So once he's miyab one of the four wives. So bali sechod the bein in shteipoti. So the mayor all gather three of us that were mayflies from the ishes of Reuben. So he cannot marry and become Mishem Shimon in Yikach. Ki achas elbo leiz a shalokach. Im kein, kol Mishem Shimon im tzoras elbo. Im tzoras elbo. Umizem yuchal litareitz. De rechoshash li misne ptur bisholes hachzori shenofli in leiso shel yabim. Di pshite hu shein le yabim ar bosom. El achas. So the reason is why the Gemara says Peta Barbotom Iboilei, not Peta Bishibotom, because the Gemara only wants to emphasize the Arbiotom, the wives of Shimon, not the three wives, the three other wives of Reuben. So that's why. So that's because of Baisechu the Benim Bishibotim that the Gemara doesn't even want to mention, she doesn't care to mention. It's a very good parent. So. אבל הדלת האחרים יזכו לאסורס להיו ואנה אבל הם יכתוב פית הבא בוטן כן נראה לרש אבל מקום בוטן קושי ואיך אמי נצפה בלינת כרש כן נראה לראש because the ראש says the same shot I don't know what it is here whether it's אבל מקום בוטן קושי ואיך קורמה יד נופו בזה החזה, אוכל עמד רב שמי סובר, אוכל יהיה זיקה וזיקה כנוסה דמיה, או אמרים עמדי בשני יבומים, או אמרים עמד זיקה ככנוסה, ואוכל עמד כבנדה היא כהר ביבומס, אין לנו אין על רב שמי זיקה ככנוסה דמיה, משהו ידים על איזה במי ייקח, ונעזיק המיוחדס. אנחנו לא איזה תשעי שישי נסחי ואיקן רש. רש השיטה is that there is a fundamental distinction between two יבומים and two יבומס. So Abai only says in the case of two יבומים. So there is no Zikeke Knusa. But in case of two Yibomes, we do say, and the reason is, because in the case of two Yibomes, so that one Yom, he can decide. But the Tesis Yishenim Yisrael, he says, the reason as to why by two Yibomes we do not say Zikeke Knusa is because it's not Mivur. So by two Yibomes it's not Mivur either. So what avail is the fact that he can decide? So he can decide. But the fact is, it's not Mivur. So what was there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis Yishev. So how does he explain? Veit koshe, amai no kadim zuyin dalet zugin, ki nam eim nisuyin rad beis achis, ushon nishasei enochries, emes adobo, tichshinib leachas mehen, kulam pturis. Vinire el akodeish, I don't know who it is, tichikoma, shni oshe bizug zu. I mean, very obscure the Rashi and Tesis Yishev. Tichikoma, shni oshe bizug zu. ושני או שסוגזו, מיירה שיהיה שמינו אחים נישואים, איסום שמינו נושים. שתי אחוייס, ואישהו ביתו, ואישהו בז ביתו, ואישהו בז בנו. כל אחס ואחס, כל אחד ואחד אחס מהן. ואשתה או רישין שמייס, אישתה מסייבמס. והשני או יצא משמחי סערבו. אישס משמי שני, the one, the wife of the one who died later. ערבו לאישס או רישין. וכן כולו. אישס משמייס רישי מסייבמס ואישס משמייס אחרוב אל והשתי היא כדלת מהם רויס ליעבים וזה האח שנוף לכולם לפונוב ודלת מהם יהיה שאינם רויס ליסייבים וניחה דיקום הפית הבא באותום וכן כולי קושיס מתורץ צורה פסקיו עמי he says the Russian is that it is שיהיה שמינו אחים ניסוי so שמינו אחים so on the surface it appears that according to his Yishenim, so the Havamin of the Gemore, Amin Rove, applied this Mishnah of Gimel Achim to the case, let's say, where they are eight brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, don't have told, eight brothers. So, but the Mishnah says, Gimel Achim, Shnayim, and Nesuim. So, obviously, there are some words, I mean, not that they were missing, that his Yishenim knew what he was saying, but he formulated it in a very obscure way. But when you look in the Tesis of Rosh, so you understand what the Tesis Yishenim meant. ואיך רב שמעון פטר ברבותו מבוילי יש מקשים בישיבותו מבוילי דורים מיד איתי מחודת ואיך נראה קושיה לא ישייך לו שנקטור אלא בצורוסון צעמיד כדי דקרץ לזה אלא בצורוסון ארבו שנופנו לפונו ומיוחי והשאים שכולם כתור את מי שמערבו ביצור עשה ארבו אבל בין זה נערבה שנופנו מיוחי ורישי the three other wives now who been had four wives so he's Canaan's so it's possible that it's a knus of one of the wives and the three others so because of why he's out of the Benin Ministibot Abo Beis Rabo Zor Shino is not for the Noch of Rish and Yoch Li Abno Yizim Shih Yotze when if Toreis Hashlein Shev Benib Moachas ain't the Koruptu Vishlechu Sekul Kab I Kashe Li Ho Kashe Heiche Koma Rob the Zike Kibdumman Doma Zike Kibduse Domi בשתי בומי סניף נסבי סכות או כהיכה היכה כמה רובד על רב שימן זיקי כתוס דמיה בשתי בומס הניף נסבי סכות או כהיכה דל רב שימן לא אמרינו בשני בומן כי כתוס דמיה משום די אפשר לי יש כתוסו לשניהם so it's not מבורר או עדים בשתי בומס אי אפשר לי יש שתיים כתוס אסלי אם כך so in other words אם כך נראה לי כי פירוש הרב רב נשלם מדעו שפיר דמיירה בעבור זוגי אחים וזוג זה אין נחים לו זה ונוסו עבור זוגי נעלולו ומייסו בזה החזה והויו לכל זוג וזוג עדיין אחכות והשתי קורמה דרבשים הם פטר בשניו שבזוג זה דהיינו שזוכי המס באחרינו משמדיקמה יציגי כנוס דניה וניחה נאמה פטר בעבור תון דדאות ממסיאבס So this sheds light on this issue. I mean, there is no doubt that this is Ishemi, even though the Rosh is not smooth, that this Ishemi means exactly what the Rosh says. In other words, not that they were eight brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Don, Naphtali were all brothers. No. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. And then Levi and Yehuda are also brothers. But Levi and Yehuda are not brothers of Reuven and Shimon. Then Yisachar and Zvulun are also brothers. But they're not brothers of Reuven and Shimon or Levi Yehuda. Then Don Naphtali are also brothers. And so we have four Zugits. In other words, Reuven and Shimon, brothers, a pair of brothers. And then we have Levi Yehuda, a pair of brothers. And then we have Yisachar and Zvulun, a pair of brothers. And a fourth pair of brothers, Don Naphtali. And then Each pair of brothers has a third brother. But the third brother is not married. I mean, he might be married, but not to a nevo of the wife or of the other brothers. So now let's say Reuven and Shimon, the two brothers, have a third brother of Rob. And then Levi Yehuda have a third brother, let's say Yitzchok. And Yisachar Zvulun have a third brother, let's say Yaakov. And Don Naphtali have a third brother, let's say Amram. So Reuven was married to one woman, and Shimon was married to the sister of the wife of Reuven. Then Levi and Yehuda, so Levi was married to one woman, and then Yehuda was married to the daughter of the wife of Levi. And then Yisachar was married to one woman, and then Zvulun was married to the granddaughter, to the Baz Brito. And Don was married to one woman, and Naphtali was married to the granddaughter, to the Bazno. And each pair of brothers has a third brother. He's not married altogether, or he's married, but without any complications, without any problems. So this is what he says. So he says, so in other words, when the Tesis Yishenim says, this is an obscure lotion, it's not smooth, but this is what it means. There's no doubt that it is right. ושניו של זוג זה מיינה שיש מלאך it doesn't mean that all the eight brothers are brothers of each other. They are eight, and the eight happen to be in four pairs, brothers to each other. So Reuben and Shimon are brothers, Levi and Yehuda are brothers, Yisrael and Zvulun are brothers, and Naphtali are brothers. This is what it means. V'hashte horishin shemeis ishte misyabemes v'ashni o yitzo mishemachis elvo eishes mishemeis sheini. Let's say Reuben died first. Reuben died first, and his wife was Rochel. Is Rochel. So then, and Shimon was married to Leah, the sister of Rochel. So Horishin Shemeis Ishte Misyabemes V'ashniyo Is Yeitzo Mishmachei Selvo Eishes Mishemeis. So Sheini Eishemei Sheini, who died later, Elvo Eishes Horishin V'chem Kulom Eishes Mishemeis Rishin Misyabemes V'eishes Mishemeis Achob Is Elvo. So in other words, so we say it in regard to each pair. So there is a third brother vis-a-vis each pair. There is a third brother. This is the anyway. So both the Tesis Yishenim, both the Tesis Yishenim, and the Tesis Yishenim, and the Tesis Rosh, they both are chilik on Rashi. According to Rashi, so we say that even though Abaye says that Ksikok Knuso according to Rabbeishi is only shaykh in the case of one yom, but not in the case of two Yivonim, so it only means in the case of two Yivonim, not. But in the case of two Yivonis and one Yovim, we do say, because that one Yovim can decide for himself whom he's going to be Miyam. But the Tesis Yishenim and the Rosh, they are both Chilik and Rashi, and they say that just as in the case of two Yivonim, we don't say Zikok Knuso, because they couldn't be. The both, she couldn't be a knus of both. So in the case of two Yevames, so both Yevames couldn't be the knuses of that one Yevam. So Mimele, so it's not, so only one, so it's not Mivura. So Mimele, we don't say Zike the knus. All right.
Hey, guys, in Yevamos. Hey, second shiur in Yevamos, hey, Nisan, hey, Tav, Shalom, and Vav, April 5th, 1975.
I would like just to repeat what something that I said in connection with the Gemara Dakov, Hayin Surah Dures Latir, Hayin Surah Dis Latir, that I said some time ago in connection with the Gemara Dakudalev of Omat in the Sugi, Dakudalev Omidalev, Achilus Livente. Rabbine just turned to Gemara Daf Yudalev or Medalev. Rabbine, the second line. Rabbine Sovelik Rabbi Yechon. Rabashi Sovelik Reshlokish im Taraz Lech Rabshimen. Rabbine Sovelik Rabbi Yechon im Taraz Rabbonon. Rabashi Sovelik Reshlokish im Taraz Lech Rabshimen. Hachim Tzli Vente Vichoza Vikicho Tzlich Ochlitza Menach. Manachi Inach Nayeludi. Kiman Kerabshimen. Oma Dach Nayeludi. Vikicho Nayeludi. Kiman Kerabshimen. Rabbine Sovelik Rabbi Yechon im Taraz Lech Rabbonon. אחיל סלבנט וחוזר וקיצ'ו צריכו לפני האחין מן האחין אחר אני לא יודעים כי מן רבי יחנן עומד אחרונה ידודים וקיצ'ו אני לא יפקום כי מן כרבון און. So in that Gemara there is a מחלקת רשנים. The Miri mentions a מחלקת רשנים. Now when we say that עומד אחד מן הילודים מן הילודים I mean it doesn't make any difference, some are גירס ילודים and some are גירס נולודים, but it means the same thing. Those shenildu, those who were born later. So there is a machlekes rishenim. So Rashi says hayeludim shenildu achar kedushin shel ze, and that stays a shita also. V'yitzer aleya bechutzosel dozik etamayi selurame tamayi leivume u'mishumei shesochem shloya biyome leimitzera kerapshim and damayim lipsevnei lachal. So in other words, according to Rav Shimon, who says that so the question is, so the same thing applies to the case of Cholatz v'kidesh. So according to Rashi and Tesis, so when do we say that he's muter to him
only if he's neilad lacha kedush. But suppose he was neilad lacha chlitze before kedushin, then she asur to him. And then there's the shita of Rashi and Tesis. But then the Miri mentions the shita of Rishenim, who say that even if he's neilad after chlitze before kedushin, so he's still mutaras. Now at that time, when we learned the Gemara of Yudalev, we raised the question. I mean, Rashi and Tesis appear very difficult. I mean, it's mistabra like the other Rishenim. Because why does Rav Shimon distinguish between the case of Neilad Vahakach Yidin and Yidin Vahakach Neilad? Because in the case of Neilad, where Levi was born, the Ochiv Shel Ohel Bilomei was born before Shimon was Miyabim. So Neilad, the moment Levi was born, so she became Rochel, became Asuran him on the score of the Serafish Esach, and it was still Shasnifile. So Neilad we say Nescho Shachas. So Neilad, even though later on Shimon was Miyabim Rochel, and then Shimon died, but there is another Nefile from the Ishes of Shimon, but Nescho Shachas in the first Nefile. In the first Nefile, because when Levi was born, so the Nefile, Mitzav Yishes of Ruvain, was still in effect. So the Nefile is Nesra Sha'achas, so Asur Olam Lomis. Masha'in Kein Yidin V'Hakach Neilat, first Shimon is Miyab Mrochel, and then Levi is Neilat. So when Levi is Neilat, so too we can say that she becomes asur on him mitzad yishes of Ruvain, but it's not just nefilah, and Nesrol Shachas depends upon Shnes nefilah. That's the reason as to why Reb Shimon distinguishes between neilad v'hakin yivim. So Reb Shimon is made it that when Shimon dies, so Levi cannot be miyav mrochel because it's Nesrol Shachas b'shas nefilah and yivim v'hakin neilad. So when Shimon dies, Levi can be Miyab Mrochel. Can be Miyab Mrochel. So Mimele, from that point of view, we should say that even if Levi is Neilad before the Kiddush, but after the Chalitze, so it's not just, you can't say Nesra Shachas. Because if Levi is Neilad, after the Chalitze by the Yovim, so Mimele, there is no Zikah when Levi is born. So we cannot say, even according to Rish Lakish, so Mimele, we cannot say that Nesra Shachas, because it's not just Nefilah. So why does Rashi say, Rashi emphasizes, Shemur Be'achar Gdushin, Ke'achar Gdushin, and Teisa Shite, the implication being that if Neilad came in Gdushin by the Yom, who was Chalitz, and but lacha chlitze by the yom, so then she's asuro. Why asuro? Because of nesra shachas. But it's not just nefile. It's such as nefile. And Teisus, she is also like Rashi, because Teisus says that Yudalev, the Baramasl Kiman Kirabonon, have a motzel upne Kirabshimi Kishinulat Kedim Shekicha. Kedim Shekicha. Even though it's lacha chlitze. Even though it's lacha chlitze. So at that time, I mean, so it seems that the other shita that the Miri mentions is more mistabah. So in order to explain the shita of Rashi and Tesis, so we said at that time that we have two problems. One problem is Nesra Shachas. In other words, in the case of Neilad v'Hakeim, so Reb Shimon is made that when Shimon dies, so Levi can be Miyab Mrochel. Why? Because unless at the moment Levi was born and there was no Yidin, so there is still a Nefile, there is still a Zike. So at that moment Rochel becomes Asur on Levi on the score of Ishesach, so it's Nesra Shachas, Vishas Nefile. So Nesra Lelom is even the second Nefile. That's one problem. Then we have another problem. Because when Ruvain died, and Rochel was Nefeles before Shimon. Rochel was Nefeles before Shimon. And then later on, Levi was born. And Shimon was Miyab. And then Shimon died. So one problem is, if Neilad v'Hakeim, so it's Nesra Shachas, so Rochel became Asuran Levi at the moment when he's born, on the score of Ishesach, Nesra Shachas, Vishas Nefila. There is another problem. When Shimon is Miyab,
and then Shimon died. Now she is nifeles before Levi. Rochel is nifeles before Levi. Mitzadiyishes of Shimon, and Shimon is oyah bilomei with Levi. Only Reuven is loyah bilomei with Levi. So how can Levi be miyabim Rochel mitzad because of the nifile from the ishes of Shimon? But this Rochel is a double ishesach. She is an ishesach mitzad ishes of Reuven. She is ishes Reuven, and she is also ishes Shimon. Now the nifile from Shimon to Levi, it takes off his mafkia, his matia, the iser ishesach mitzad the ishes of Shimon. But mitzah, how can Levi be miyabim Rochel, who is both not only ishes Shimon but also ishes Reuven at one time? So there is an ifile from the ishes of Shimon. So it can be matia the ishes ishesach of Shimon, but how can it be matia the ishes ishesach of Reuven? So that's the Gemara's kash. Ishes rochev shlo oyah b'lomi leichan osal. So the Gemara gives a teretz ha'yisure dres le'yateire ha'yisure dis le'yateire. So we have a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. What's the pshat in the Gemara? Rashi says ishes ha'yisure dis le'yateire because hashlishi mikir sheni ibo. Hashlishi mikir sheni ibo. So we may know, what does it mean with Luke? Hashlishi mikir sheni ibo. That inasmuch, two, that the nefile, now there is a nefile from the ishes of Shimon, before Levi. And this nefile can be matir the ishesach of Shimon. But how about the ishesach of Reuven? There is no nefile from the ishes of Reuven. But since there is a nefile from the ishesach of Shimon, and the ishes of Shimon is a hemshech, shlishi mikir sheni ubo. So there is the ishes of Shimon is a hemshech of the ishes of Reuven. So b'meile, just as the nefile from Shimon, from the ishes of Shimon before Levi, can be matir the ishesach of Shimon, so it can be matir the ishesach of Reuven too, inasmuch as the ishes of Shimon is only an extension, a hemshech of the ishes of Reuven. So it is b'keyach to be matir the ishesach of Reuven. That's l'fluk the pshat. Tesis gives another pshat. Now, because of the exerus akosuf, kinus kinsari kish lochodomo. So the kinus itself, the knisa itself, takes off the isar ishesach. So not only does it take off the isar ishesach likabi himself, but likabi the other brothers too. Gabi the other brothers too. So in other words, the fact that the Shimon was kenes rochel ishes Reuven, so that took off the isar ishesach ligabe everybody, ligabe Levi also. That's it. But Rashi's pshat is shlishi mikir sheni ubo. So I said at that time that according to Rashi, shlishi mikir sheni ubo does not imply that inasmuch as the ishes of Shimon is a hemshech of the ishes of Reuven, so b'meile the nefile from the ishes of Shimon can take off not only the iser ishesach of Shimon, but it can be mafkia, it can be matter the iser ishesach of Reuven. That not the iser ishesach of Reuven that was already chal, it cannot be matter. But here there is no iser ishesach in the case of Yidin v'hakei neilad. So if Shimon is first Miyam Roche, and Levi is not born yet, then later on, after the Yim, by Shimon, Levi is born. So then we say that Rochel does not become affected with the Yisar Yishesach of Reuven. She only becomes affected when Levi is born, after the Yim, by Shimon. Whose wife is Rochel? Is she Shimon? She is not Yishes Reuven. So Mimele, when Levi is born, she becomes Asura on him. Mitzad the Yisar Yishesach of Shimon. So we say in Yisachal al Yisar, and the Yisar of Yishesach of Reuven is not Chalalim, because of Yisachal al Yisar. Because at that time, the Yisar of Yishesach of Shimon is certainly Chalalim on Levi, if it's Yidin v'Hakenilah, because she is presently the Yishesach of Shimon. So Mimele, since the Yisar Yishesach of Shimon is Chal on Levi, so that prevents the Yisar Yishesach of Reuven to be Chal. Like two Yisur, it's the same Yisar, but it's like two Yisurin, because she's an Yisrach of Shimon and Ruvain. So, since the Yisrael Yisrach of Shimon is definitely Chal when Levi is born, because she's presently the Yisrach of Ruvain, of Shimon. So, Mimele, the Yisrael Yisrach of Ruvain, of the heretofore wife of Ruvain, is not Chal because in Yisrael Lisa. But you ask, but the Gemara says, in the Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, in Yevomes, that by Basachas, so Yisrael is Chalal Yisrael, and here is the Basachas. So I mentioned the Gemara, Abayas Shite in Chum Daf Kuv Beis. Now, the halacha is that Yisrael is Chalal Yisrael, words with Basachas. Still, Abayas says, if him Kippur happens to be on Shabbos, and if somebody will do a meloche, let's say, and that in Kippur that is Chal on Shabbos, so he will only be chayev for Shabbos. He will not be chayev for in Kippur. Why not? Because it is a Chal on Isa, but it's Basachas. It's Basachas. The Tushas Hayim of in Kippur and Shabbos are Chal the same moment. So Abaye says, in view of the fact that Shabbos is clearly Chal, Bashen ki Kippur, but Shabbos Breishis. Shabbos Breishis means Shabbos. So it's clearly kind, it's not only my sebez. Mashenkin Dushefin Kippur is only my sebez. In the Kvias of Bez, in the Kiddush by Bez. So Mimele, it's not considered like Vasachas. That's what Abaye says. We don't pass like Abaye. We don't pass like Abaye. But Abaye says that in view of the fact that Shabbos is clearly kind, it's not only my sebez. But Shabbos Breishis, so it's all Kiddush Bezin, and Yom Kippur is all Kiddush Bezin. So mainly it's not Rivasachas, but it's still Rivasachas. Now Bezin was Mikadosh the Chiddush, Bezin was Mikadosh the Yom Tevin. So it's still Rivasachas. So we see from this Gemara that it's not a special Gzeras HaKosuv. In Issa Chalalisa Bezeh HaZeh, but Issa is Chalalisa Basachas. No. There is no such thing as a kosher. Actually, the same aloche of Benisa Chalalisa that we apply to a case of Zeh HaZeh, it should apply in Basachas also. But in the case of Basachas, in the case of Basachas, so then we cannot say Benisa Chalalisa, let's say, suppose Ruvain was Mikadesh Roche. Ruvain was Mikadesh Roche. So then if, let's say, Shimon was born, and also is chayev mishnei shishis and mishnei shesach. Why? In Yisachal Yisrael, the answer is in Basachas. So it's not that in Basachas there is no aloche of Yisachal Yisrael. The aloche should apply. But if we do apply, suppose we say the aloche of Yisachal Yisrael does apply. So which Yisrael should be chal and which Yisrael shouldn't be chal? So my choices, which Yisrael should be chal? The Yisrael shishis or the Yisrael shesach? My choses. So Mimele, since there is no preference as to why one Issa should be chal as against the other Issa, so both Issaim are chal. But if for some reason there is a preference as to why one Issa should be chal, one of the two Issaim that should take effect, Bivasachas, so should be chal as against the other Issa, so then we say that Issa that has a preference, so is chal Mimele, that precludes the other Issa. So this is what Abaye says. Here there is a preference. True, the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur and the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos take effect at the same moment, the same time. But there is a preference as to why the Yisrael of Shabbos should be chal as against the Yisrael of Yom Kippurim. Because Shabbos is clearly Kaime and Yom Kippur is Tolo in Kiddush Bezin. So since there is a preference, so the Yisrael of Shabbos is chal, that prevents the Yisrael of Yom Kippur. So why don't we pass like Abaye? Because the Gemara says no. That's not a preference. The fact that it's all that in Kippur that Shabbos doesn't require Kiddush Bezin and in Kippur requires Kiddush Bezin. Mashenkin in this case, here there is a preference. Now, if in the case of Yivma Hakenela, Shimon is first Miyab Rochel and then Levi is born, so she's in a twofold way. She's an Ishesach. She's the Ishesach of Shimon. And she's also the Ishesach of Ruvain, but there is one big difference. As far as the Ishesach of Shimon is concerned, so she's presently the Ishesach of Shimon. in the case of Yivam Vahagnila. As far as the of the Ishesach of Ruben is concerned, she is the here to fall Ishesach of Ruben, but the present Ishesach of Shimon. So Mimele, since there is Aloch of Nisach HaMisach, so it should apply even to Basachas, except that normally in case of Basachas, Malchosis. There is no preference. But here there is a preference, because vis-a-vis Shimon, she is the present Ishesach, vis-a-vis Ruben, she is the heretofore, she is the past Ishesach. So Mele, the Ishesach of Shimon, which is the present, which represents the present Ishesach, so has preference as against the Ishesach of Ruben. Of Ruvain. So the Ishesach of Shimon is certainly Chalan Levi. The Ishesach of Shimon. So Mele, that prevents the Ishesach of Ruvain from being Chal. The Ishesach of Ruvain from being Chal. So now, so what's the pshat in the Gemara? When the Gemara says, Ha'isura di lesle yatera, Ha'isura di isle yatera. So Rashi explains it, Shlishi mikiyach sheni ubo. On the basis of Shlishi Mikiyach Sheni Ubo, why do we have to apply the svara of Shlishi Mikiyach Sheni Ubo? Without Shlishi Mikiyach Sheni Ubo, since it's in Vakanila, it's a Mesra Shach, as we cannot say. Because when Levi was born, there was no Shazik and there was no Shaznefila. But there is another problem that we face. But when Shimon dies and Rochel, Eishes Shimon is Nefeles, she is not only before Levi, so she is not only an Eishes Shimon, she is an Eishes Ruben too. No, she is not affected with the Yisrael of Ishesach of Ruben, because of the Nisachar Alisa, of the Nisachar Alisa. So why does the Gemara have to resort to Yisura Disle? The answer is, just as the Gemara says, Daf Lamed Aleph. What the Gemara says. Now the Shimon holds that in Yisachar Alisea, Bezeach Hazeh, even by Yisachar, even by Yisamesi. So the Shimon says that when one is Boal Aisha, when we is both Ishesach and Achis Isha, let's say Ruben and Shimon. So Ruben is married to Rochel, and Shimon is married to Tolaya. So if Shimon is Boal Rochel, who is both Ishesach? And also Achis Isha, so then the Rabbonon say that it's Chayiv Shtayim. Because it's either Isakeel or Isameisiv. If it's not a Chayiv Akinos Ameis, so then it's Isakeel. If it's not Ameis Akinos Achai, so it's Ameisiv. But Rav Shimon holds, Bein Bisakeel, Bein Bisameisiv, so in Isakeel, and Isaiah, but Zach Hazeh. So Mimele he says, in the Chayiv Rumsh Vachis Isha Bevat. And then another price he says in Chayiv Rumsh Mishis Arbevat. So Gemara says, Loi Kashi, Kanshi Nos Achayiv Akinos Ameis, so the Isar Vachis Isha was Chal first. So Mimele, the Isar of Ishesach is not Chal and Isar Vachis Isha. Kanshi Nos Ameis Vakinos Achai, so the Isar of Ishesach was Chal first. So Mimele, the Isar Vachis Isha is not Chal and Isar of Ishesach. Rav Shimon, Hechem Nos Ameis Vakinos Achai, Kid Nisar Vachis Isha Lechayiv, Tisyam Yibume, Omar Avashe, because then there is no union of an Yisachar Alisa, because Bishas Nefile, so the Yisachar Yisachar is Poka, can be Poka, so Mimele are only one Yisachar. Since the Yisachar of Achis Isha, so Gimel Hichem Nosem Mezach Kim Nosachai, Kim Nisachar Achis Isha Lechai, Tisyam Yimele, Omar Avashe, Yisachar Achis Isha Misle Tole Vikoi, Yipoki Yisachar Yisachar, Osi Yisachar Achis Isha Lechai, Hilchach Lei Poka. So if the Yisrael of Ishesach will not be Mutea, the Yisrael of Achis Isha is not Chayel, because in Yisrael Yisrael, but it cannot become Mutea, because once the Yisrael, if the Yisrael of Ishesach will be Poka, so then the Yisrael of Achis Isha will be Chal. So the Mele, Hilkach Lepok, this is what the Gemara says. So the Mele here too. The reason as to why the Gemara has to resort to the term Hai Surah Disletere, and we don't say that when Shimon dies, so Levi can be Yab Rochel, because as far as the Ishesach of Shimon is concerned, so the Nefila Mitzad Ishes of Shimon can be matter. And as far as the Yisrael Ishesach of Ruben is concerned, so since it's in Barakim Eilad, so Rochel never became affected to the Yisrael of Ishesach. is a sach of Reuven. Because the Isar of Ishesach of Reuven could not be Chal on the Isar of Ishesach of Shimon. But the answer is, it's Mitle Tole. The Isar Ishesach, the Isar Ishesach of Shimon, the Isar Ishesach of Shimon is Mitle Tole. The Isar Ishesach of Reuven is Mitle Tole. Because too, as long as Shimon was alive, so Rochel was affected only the Isar Ishesach. So Rochel was affected only the Isar Ishesach of Shimon vis-a-vis Levi. But now that Shimon is died, so the Isar Ishesach of Shimon he has the potential of being muter, of being poka, because of the Nefile from Shimon to Levi. So once the Isar Ishesach of Shimon will be poka, so it's misle tole. So Ipoka Isar Ishesach of Shimon, so the Isar Ishesach of Reuven will be Midlechal. So that's the Gemara's kashe. Hochename Isar Ochiv Shel Hoya Be'olam Leichan Ozal. True indeed that at this moment Rochel is only affected with the Isar upon Levi. So Rochel has been affected only with the Isar Ishesach of Shimon, not with the Isar of Ishesach of Reuven, because it is a Chal Isar. But the Isar of Ishesach of Shimon has the potential of being poka through the Nefila from the Ishes of Shimon to be for Levi. And once this is poka, so Memele the Isar Ishesach of Reuven should be Chal. The Isar Ishesach of Reuven, as Gemara says, mitzvah shel Levi kohen. So that's the Gemara's kashi. So Isar of Shloim Blom Elei Chanozal. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, Ha'yisured Les Leiteire, Ha'yisured Yis Leiteire. In other words, that inasmuch as the Ishes of Shimon represents a Hemshech of the Ishes of Reuven, so now, if Levi will be Miyab Meisha Shimon, and the Isar, so the Isar Ishesach of Shimon will be Pok. But your Kashi is, let the Isar Ishesach of Reuven Bichal, now the Isar Ishesach of Shimon is poka to the Yim. So we say no, that inasmuch as the Ishes of Shimon represents a Hemshech of the Ishes of Reuven, so Mimele the Isar of Ishesach of Reuven will not be Chal now when the Isar Ishesach of Shimon is poka to the Nefil. So the fact that Ha'isuved less latera, Ha'isuved is latera, only implies that the Isar Ishesach of Reuven that is misletole should not be Chal in you now. But if it was a very Chal, then we do not say that the Nefil Mitzat Shimon before Levi should be mafkia the Isar Ishesach of Reuven that was already Chal. So in the case of Yibim Vahachin Eilat, so the Isar of Ishesach of Reuven was never actually Chal, but it's bekeach, it is there, it has the potential of being Chal once the Isar Ishesach of Shimon is poka. So the Isar Ishesach of Reuven has the potential of being Chal. So we say Ha'isure Disleteira on account of the fact that the Ishes of Shimon is a Hemshech of the Ishes of Reuven and in the Ishes of Shimon the Isar Ishesach of Reuven was Huta. So Mimele the death prevents the Isar Ishesach of Reuven from being Chal on Levi because of Yisure, because Shlishi Mikiach Sheni Yubo. So that's in the case of Yid Mechaken Eilat, and also in the case of Cholatz V'Kiddush Mechaken Eilat is the same thing. So when Levi is Neilat, so it's already after the Kedushin by the Chelitz. So Mimele she is an Ishesach of the Chelitz. So Mimele the Isar Ishesach of Reuven is cannot be Chal because it is a Chal Isar. But then when Levi is Miyam, so then the Isar Ishesach of Shimon of the Chelitz is Poka. So then let it be Chal. So we say Shlishi Mikiach Sheni Bo. Mashein came in the case of Cholatz V'Rakach Neilat, not Cholatz V'Kiddush V'Rakach Neilat. So right after the Chlitze, so of the Yom, so Levi was Neilat, so true we cannot say Nescho Shoachas. But when Levi is born, after the Chlitze, by the Yovel, so at that time, she is not the Isha Shimon as yet. So she is still Isha Shuvim, and only Isha Shuvim. Because the Yovel gave a Chlitze. Shlishi b'keach sheni u'bo that the Yisar Yishesachov of the Yisar Yishesachov Ruvein that was already chalp on Levi when he was born, so it should be poka because of Shlishi b'keach sheni u'bo. That we don't say because of Shlishi b'keach sheni u'bo. So the Yisar Yishesachov Ruvein that is only b'keach is not chalp. Bishas nifile from Shimon to Levi, but something that was hal already bimtzias bipeyar that it should be nita because of shlishi b'kiyashenu ubo. That we do not say. All right. So I mean this we said at that time, but I'm mentioning it for benefit of those who didn't hear it. So I mentioned it. All right. Now the mission. Klal amru b'yivomer. Kol she yes.
Should the svar of relate to this
before the fashion? No, you're not talking now about Ziki Kidnusa. That's only according to Rabbi Ishe. The whole Gemara doesn't go according to Rabbi Ishe. We don't say Ziki Kidnusa. The Gemara says not only to Rabbi Ishe. According to Rabbi Ishe, so according to Rabbi Ishe, it's always Yidin Bakenela. It's always Yidin Bakenela, except in the two situations. It's always even if Bumtzias, it's little like a Yidden. So it's considered that the Yidden took place the first moment of the Nefilah. The first moment of the Nefilah. First Nefilah. All right. Flalom Rubi Yuvam. Kol Shir Yisarevo Lecheletzes Veloi Misyabemes. So there is no Yidden, there is no Chalitza. Nothing. Yisamitza Yisavduche Chayolav Men Yisoroshmiyes. So Cheletzes Veloi Misyabemes. So she requires chwit. Achei so she yivemto, chiretes, oi misyabemes. Oi misyabemes. Iso mitzve, shniyes midi vesefri. Isagdushe Almon Lekin Godu, Rusha Huslekin Hediet, Mamzeres and Sinali Israel, Ubas Israel Nosan Mamza. Lechrash, Lechretzim Sabeme Soroso Bikolchni. Is a mitzvah poshlos, lachiz shalava kishi evento, kishinofu shte achois mishneachim, or achas asura mishimervo, kinshi kalosei, they are both sisters, but one is an avotin. They are both, they are two sisters, so it's achis kukosei, but achis kukosei is only misa rabonot. But in addition, one is an avo, she is chameisei or kalosei. Or chlesis is a bemes achisei avo, lipoga bachis kukosei, mishin de avo lavs kukosei. Shnies, shnies la raye she gozru sofrim aleyen. ומורה מפורש לו לשם מצווה וקדושה מפורש בגמור המון לקין גודל שמייס אוכי והדיית ונופו ונוסי לפונו גרושו וחלוצו לקין הדיית שעובר אוכי ומאס ונוסו חלוצו וגרושו וכשמאס שכיח החליצה שערי קייסון בקדושן לקדושן קייסון חייב עליו אבל יבום אלוהי שערי ניסו לו לזה שהוא כן ואפתורו בלו כלום לא ידעו לאלים לב למפטרה תובי מפקיע בזיקה לגמרי זה ששום תקועה עם החליצה ויאלפינו הון מאחיס איש ואיתה אור כלל העשוי אמר אומר אפרם בפופר לעשוי צורס איילנס צורס איילנס וכרבס וצורס איילנס is lo chletzes v'lo misyabemes. V'iket amre kol she isur yisrael bo hu di asire tzoroso. Holo isur yisrael bo tzoroso lo yasire. Limute ma'ayom rabav from limute tzoros ayrenes. Ud lo yikeravase. In other words, that's not tzoros ayrenes. Even though she becomes a fetter of the yisrael shesach, but as we explained at the time, the yisrael shesach is the result of avkoy zike. It's not the sibe of avkoy zike. All right. ועשוי צורס איילנס כבאסם ושרקם לחלצת עשוי הבאמס דאבו קרינם בו באיילנס דמי התוכחו משתילי וקיימו עולהו ביסר ושסח הילקח צורוס או צורסה אחרי סו שהיא הבאמת אחרי סו דמר אילה אם מדי סם מצווה כים דראי סרם יקמי פוגע באחס כקוסה אלו אחרי סו די סרי אבו סו דן דצה אחרי סו שהיא הבאמת איסה מצווה שניץ המי קורא איסה מצווה Why is Shnius called this a mitzvah? Omer Abaye, mitzvah lishmei adiv rechachom. Mitzvah lishmei adiv rechachom. I mean, what does it mean mitzvah lishmei adiv rechachom? Where is that mitzvah implicit in the Torah? So the Gemara in Shabbos, in regard to Adlokas Nechanike, Veichon Tzivonu, so the Gemara says, Milisoso, and it's not only Milisoso is allowed, but just as Milisoso applies to all mitzvahs the Rabbonon, So the mitzvah asei al piatil asher yerucho also applies to all mitzvahs rabbanon. And then the Gemara says one man domer Rabavia says in Shabbos that from Gimel says other posik. Shalom Yichov Yagit was Kenecho Yemloch. I mean, such a posik should slip out of my mind. So, Shalom Yichov Yagit was Kenecho Yemloch. So, that's a mitzvah say. That's a mitzvah say, but even in the posik of Lisosu, so there is also a posik of our Piatir Asher Yerucho. So that's a mitzvah say. So, Memele, it's called, you will say, Mitzvah Lishmei Adim Rechachon. Mitzvah Lishmei Adim Rechachon. Alright. Isagdu Shalmon Lekingot. גרושו וחלוצו לכנהדת ומי קורא לו יישא קדושו דכסיב בדי שמיהו לרקיה תניה רבי יהודה מחלי יישא מצווה אמור לכן גודל גרושו וחלוצו לכנהדת ומי קורא לו יישא מצווה דכסיב אירה המצווס יישא קדושו שמי יש מדברי ספר just the other way ומי קורא לו יישא קדושו why is דברי ספרים קורא לו יישא קדושו אומר הבאיה כל המתיים דברי חכמים נקרא קודש. אומר רובי, so that's why it's called this abduction. אומר רובי, וכל שנמקיים דברי חכמים, קודש הוא למקרה, ראש אינמו למקרה, אלו אומר רובי, קדש עצמך במותלך. במותלך.
So in other words, what does the Gemara say here? In other words, here we see a very important halacha. In other words, that if someone is Eiver and Issa Rabban, so according to the Rambam, he's Eiver Lissos. He's Eiver Lissos, Eiver Lav the Reis. For any Issa Rabban, one is Eiver Lav the Reis, according to the Rambam. The Ramban is Chelik. The Ramban is Chelik. That we are, that one is not Eiver Lav the Reis. But even according to the Ramban, if someone is Eiver Issa Rabban, let's say someone, let's say, Chobel Lintas Yedain, so we do not say midraise is a tzaddik gomor, but midrabbanan is a roshi. I mean, this is an inconceivable concept. In other words, to be considered a tzaddik gomor midraise and midrabbanan a roshi. So even the Ramban will be made. Even the Ramban will be made that when, in view of the fact that the chachomim have a keach to enact new takones, new gzeres. So and so every gzeira and every takone that the chachomim or misake becomes part and parcel of the Torah. It's not Torah midrabanan. I mean, can one say that if one, let's say, studies beitze, misakas beitze deals almost exclusively with the rabbanos. There are certain sugyas that deal with the raises, but the major part of beitze deals with the rabbanos. Or let's say Prokim Shabbos dealing with Mukze, I mean. So can one say that if one studies Aisuki that deals with the Rabbanon, so he's not Mikayim Talmud Torah Midrash, he's only Mikayim Talmud Torah Midrash. I mean, that would be nonsense. So the answer is, since the Chachomim have Mikayach to enact two takon, new takones, so Mimele it becomes incorporated into the Torah. It becomes a Hefzer of Torah. Midraise becomes a Hefzer of Torah. So Mimele, if one studies the Rabbonons, so he's Mikayim Mitzvah of Talmud Torah Midraise. He becomes a Mitzvah of Talmud Torah Midraise. But, so Mimele, since he becomes incorporated Midraise into the Torah, so if one is Eiver on the Rabbonon, he becomes a Chaiti and the Roshe Midraise. He wouldn't become Postulatus Midraise, because Ligami the Psul Roshe of Eides, so it's not just Roshi in general is postulated. Roshi in certain Averes, Aver Shesh Gemalkes, Aver of Chomos. So that's why if someone is Eiver and Issa Rabbonon, he doesn't become postulated in the Raise. But as far as the general Shem Roshi is concerned, so if one is Eiver and Issa Rabbonon, he acquires the Shem Roshi and Chete in the Raise. This is what the Gemara says. ואומר לרובי וכל שאין מקיים דבר חכמים קודש הוא דלוי מקרה ראשי נעמה לא מקרה בית מיו of course he becomes a ראשי מדרעיס אלו אמר רובי קדיש עצמכו במותו לא לציד רעש אלו המצווס בסעיף סיבת הרסקי אין ממש מהכול עשה פרוקוי וכל העזור עסקי אני מוסף קסיבי קדיש עצמכו לעמד ולזויה עד מוטלוך להיסיף עליהם שני עשה מוטלוך על הרעיס כדי שלא יטוב לי דה הרייס, הוא אסור איס מן הטבע. אסור איס מן הטבע. So in other words, so that means, when the, כל המקיים דיו חכומים, so in other words, קדש עצמכו, so רובי also explains, it's not that רובי is חיליק על הבאי. הבאי will agree with רובי. הבאי will agree with רובי, that one who is not Mikayim Dir HaChomim is Eiver and Dir HaChomim is a Roshi. But what Rove says is really the Pshat Nabai also. In other words, it's Kolam Kayim Dir HaChomim Nikro Kodesh. In other words, so that means that if one refrains from Isurei Shnias, he's Mikayim Mitz. He's Mikayim Mitz. What kind of a mitzvah? Because of Kadesh Atzmicho B'Mutaloch. So anything that the Chachomim were gezer, what are the shniyas? So the Chachomim were gezer it because of his yoke. So mainly it comes within Kadesh Atzmicho. It comes within Kadesh Atzmicho b'mutaloch. It comes within Kadesh Atzmicho b'mutaloch. As a matter of fact, now let's say the Ramban says, Nadizor, I think I mentioned it, that even though the Gemara says that kol gzeira shein riva tzibur in chilu l'amid bo, shechilu l'amid bo, so memeilo the takone is bottle,
And because of this halacha, so the Takonis Ezra was bottle. I mean, the Ezra was misaking that the Balkari is also be the Vatayre. The Vatayre be Tfilo. So we're not Zoyer in it. Why aren't we Zoyer in it? Because it was in Atzibo Yechim Lamid Bo, so it was not Nispashet Birev Atzibo. It's not Mishal Atzibo. So the Mele Takone was bottle. So the Ramban says, even though the Takone was bottle, but still, so that only means that we cannot impose upon anybody to comply with it. But still, there is a Midas Chassides to comply with. And from the Rambam, it's also mashma, because the Rambam protests so vehemently again in his letters against the Dayan from Alexandria, because the Dayan of Alexandria was Mitzilaz on him. He said that the Rambam was not a Likerye, so he says, Meilam loyim natiz. He says, Chas v'sholem, shall we et v'likerye? He says, Meilam loyim nati, atzmi lit v'likerye, im loy b'shascheli or b'shassa. So why did he protest so vehemently? After all, the Rambam paskins that the Balkari is muta v'divetere, because the Takone of Ezra was bottled, because it was not nispashed to berei v'atzibo. Is not responsible with Atzibo, so why did he resent so much the accusation by the Dayan of Alexandria? He didn't say anything against him. The answer is, if it was not responsible with Atzibo, so it wasn't Chal. So Mimele, the Iser is not Chal. But anything that the Chachomim were misaking, became incorporated into the Torah. Became a chefetz of Torah. So Mimele, Ezra Ubizdine, you are misaking that the Balkari is also Midrateire. The two became incorporated into the Torah. Midraise became a chefetz of Torah. So even though it was not dispatched with Matzibo, right, so there is no Isa. So he's not an Avarian, he's not a Roshe, he's not a Chete. But a chefetz of Torah it is. So Mimele, since it became incorporated into the Torah, so when one is Mineya himself from the Torah because of the Takone of Ezra, so he's Mikayim a mitzvah of Kadesh Atzmecho Mutaloch. Kadesh Atzmecho Mutaloch. So Mineya is, there is a Kima mitzvah. There is a Kima mitzvah. Alright. What is it? No, Lisoso doesn't apply in Lisoso, even according to the Rambam. Because when do we say that if someone is either a Rabbonon, so he's either a love of Lisoso, that is, if the Isra Rabbonon was Chal, but here Takone Sezre was not Chal. But it's still, even though it was not Chal, and there is no Isra, and one can be Yisroel Kosher without complying with Takone Sezre, but the Hefzer of Torah it became. So Mimele, when one is Mikaimet, he's Mikaimet Mitzvah of Kadesh Atzmecho B'Mutaloch. Alright. Now, so even according to the Ramban, who says that one is not even Lisosu, but if someone is even a Rabbanon, let's say he's Eichel Beloim Tiras Yadayim, so he's a Roshe and the Chayte Midrais. Roshe Midrais. Now, we have to understand that. So why is it a Roshe and the Chayte Midrais? Roshe and the Chayte Midrais? Because it's a Heftz of Torah. So how does the Ramban, so that's the Pshat in the Gemara, when the Gemara asks in Shabbos, in regard to Adlokas Nechanike. So we say, Broch, Shoshi Tzivonu, Ladik Neshal Chaniko, Veichon Tzivonu, so the Gemara says, Adamandoma says, Lisosu, Adamandoma says, Shalom Vichovia Gitro, Skinachovimoloch. So according to the Rambam, we understand as to why he can say Litzivonu, because whenever someone is Ever the Rabbonon, if someone is Mivate, which is Chanike, so he's Ever the Lab, the Rai says, so he can say Tzivonu. But the Ramban says, that he's not even allowed the Raise. So why does the Gemara say that that's the reason as to why he can say Tzivonu? So the Ramban says, Asmichinu, that the Pshat in the Gemara is, Veichon Tzivonu Lisosia, Asmichin Nismacha Lisosia. Now the question is, what does it mean, Nismach? Asmachte. So then again, so how can he say Tzivonu? Asmachte means that he doesn't come within Vashmo Yisaposil. It was only Nismach on the Posik. The Rambam Meir Nevuchim explains Asmachte, so in order, so why were the Chachomim Masmich certain halachas which are the Rabbonon, on certain psukim, if it doesn't come within the Mashmoyis apostle, in order they should remember it. In other words, in the days when it was Osea, to study in the Haksav, so they had to have a certain siyua that they should remember. So because of that, the Chachomim were masmich certain Yisurid Rabbonon on certain psukim, in order that they should be able to remember it. But it doesn't come within the Mashmoyis HaPosik. So Memele, how can we say this? The answer is the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos doesn't say Asmachte. He uses a different Lashon. He uses Nismach Al Rissos. He doesn't say Asmachte at all. Asmachte is a common expression. Why doesn't the Ramban say it's Asmachte? The Ramban doesn't say Asmachte. Because if the Ramban had meant Asmachte, so we couldn't say it's Tzivonu if it's just Asmachte. He says Nismach Al Rissos. So the Pshat in the Ramban is also in the same way. In other words, the Rambam Shiti is that whenever one is Eved and an Nisa Rabbonon or a Mitzvah Rabbonon, let's say he's not a Madlik Nechanike, he's Eved Alav Deraisa. The Ramban is the Kashe. If he's Eved Alav Deraisa, so Mimele, he should be Chayav Malkus. So for every Rabbonon, one should be Chayav Malkus. So what do you say? He's not Chayav Malkus, because Salash and Niklas or Smith is best. Because that love of Risosur is the Azor of the Zok Mamre. One is Chilikam Bez Nagodu, and the Zok Mamre is Chayim Mise, so it's a Lavshin Itla Zoros Bezin. So the Ramban is, how about Rabbi Shmuel who says that Lavshin Itla Zoros Mise Bezin is like in a lot. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, every Rabbonon, one should be Chayim Malkes. Someone eats Rulim Itla Sedayim, is Chayim Malkes. Someone eats Psarim Becholov, he's Chayv Malkes. Someone needs some Tishabov, he's Chayv Malkes. I mean, it's inconceivable. There's a Ramban's Kashi. So the Teretz, there is a very simple Teretz, and it's mentioned, I think, by the Chavis Yoya. In the Chuvis Chavis Yoya, it's mentioned that even according to Shmuel, that Lashin Yitlas was a business, like in all of, but there is no Chayv Malkes for an older Rabbanitz. Why not? Because the Ika Lav of Lisosu has reference to Echelik and Beznagot. What's the Azori of Mizok Mamre? Lisosu Mikoladova Rashi Yagid Eloch Yomim Ismail. And then the Torah says that if somebody is Echelik and Beznagot, so Vashish Asheroi, Vishma Alakin, Asheriyev Ayom Noein, so then Ischayiv Mis. So the Ika Lav, the Pshutishal Mikro of Risosu has reference to Machlikes against Beznagot. That's the Ikala. But it's Nichlal in that love, any violation, any neglect of Idrabon, of any Idrabon. But that's not the Ikala. So Mimele, in regard to the violation of Idrabonon, which is not implicit in the Pshutishal Mikro in the Ikala, but it's Nichlal. So that's like a lavshe becholes. So that's the Rambam's cloud, that where a certain love implies one thing al pipshudishal mikro, and then we deduce to the midrash atirim treshes ben another isher. So in regard to that isher that is implicit in the pshudishal mikro, so it's not a lavshe becholes. So there is malkes, but in regard to the isher that is deduced with midrash atirim treshes ben, there is no malkes. For example, isashvis, I say eitzot. So the Rambam says if somebody chops down and eats machol, it's chayv malkes because Lesasha says so. But the Gemara says that if someone is kerei abgodim b'chamotze, he's also in that love. So, but he's not chayv malkes. So the Rambam Sivamitzos raises that question. So he says pashte dikro has reference to eats machol, but we deduce from the posik any ashchos, any absent moment. So it's not the ikalav. So Mimele, it's a lav shebecholes. So here too, the Ika Lav is reference to Machlikes, to Echelik and Beznagod. But it's Nichlal, any neglect of the Rabbon. But that's not Ika Lav, it's lav shebecholes. So Rabbi Shmuel only holds that lav shebecholes also is a Bezn is like in all of. But lav shebecholes, Rabbi Shmuel is made that ain't like in all of. So that's the shita of the Ramban. Now, the Ramban. The Ramban Shiti is that when one is Eiver and Yisrael Rabbonon, he is not Eiver Lav Deraisi. But still, it becomes a Chavetz of Torah. end, if someone violates it, so he has a Shem Roshem in the Raisi, Shem Roshem in the Raisi. The question is why? How do we know that it becomes a Chafetz of Torah? So we know it because even the Ramban, and it's mashma from the Roshem of the Ramban, the Ramban will be made that if Izok Mamre will be Chilik and Bez Nagodo in regard to the Rabbanot, let's say you'll have a machlekes in connection you'll have a machlekes with Bez Nagodl in connection with Mukti. So Bez Nagodl will say, that Mukti Machmas Mies is Muter, and he'll say Mukti Machmas Mies is off. So the Ramban will also be made that he'll be able to true, the Ramban says in Sivra Mitzvahs, he is chilek on that din of the Rambam also. The Rambam shita is that Izok Mamre is mechuyev mise, even if the machlekes is on the point of the Rabbon. As long as an account of that Rabbonon, there can be enough kemine in Dorosh as deini kores ushkukos echatos. That's a prerequisite for the chuyev mise of Izok Mamre. That only if he is chilek in something that in the long run can make enough kemine in Dorosh as deini kores. So suppose he's chilek on the rabbonon point, but it is if there is an afkemine in dorosh esdini kores gos echatos, so he's chayv mise. The Ramban says no, that if the zok mamre is chilek on the rabbonon point, even though it can involve an afkemine in dorosh esdini kores gos echatos, is not chayv mise. But from the lotion of the Ramban that he says is not chayv mise, it's mashva that we saw solizida. So that's another machlekes that he has with the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there is even a chiyuv mise when the Zok Mamre is chilek on Bez Nagodl in the Rabbonim point. And according to the Rambam, no, there is no chiyuv mise. So in other words, just as there is a prerequisite, Dorosh Esdini Kores Gos Echatos, so according to Ramban, there is another prerequisite. He must be chilek on the shayle of the Raisa, not on the shayle of the Rabbonim. Another prerequisite in regard to a chiyuv mise. But the law of the Ramban is either. So when the Torah says, "Lisosom kladova sheyigiduch yom nismeil," so what does the Torah imply? You cannot be chilek on Bez Nagodl in any deraisen or any derabonon. So that itself implies that every derabonon is part and parcel of the Torah midraise. Part and parcel of the Torah midraise, because if it hadn't been part and parcel of the Torah midraise, so memele there wouldn't be, he wouldn't become, so he wouldn't be able to soso. He wouldn't be able to soso. So memele, since the Torah says loisoso, that is ok mamre, that one is not allowed to be chilek on Bez Nagodl even the rabbonon, and of course loisoso, and we say al pi atira sheyerucho. In other words, that we have to follow the psak of Bez Nagodl. Even if the psak is made with rabbonon, so that means that pasuk in itself implies that every rabbonon becomes incorporated into the Torah. It becomes part and parcel of the Torah, like all the rices, no way different. So memele, since it becomes a chepta of Torah mid rice, so if he's eve here, he's ravaya mid rice because he was eve on the Torah. Someone who is eve on the Torah violates the Torah, so he's a rosh. Now, so you'll say, but it was only Iver and Rabbonon? No, the Rabbonon, the Iser is only the Rabbonon. But it's a heft of Torah with the Raise. So mainly if someone is Iver and Rabbonon, he is in effect Iver the Torah. He violates the Torah. So mainly he's a Rosh Yechit with the Raise. Rosh Yechit with the Raise. This is the Pshat in the Gemara. Of what the Torah says, the Rosh Yechit with the Raise, Kodesh Ulu Mikre, Rosh Yechit with the Raise, Elo Marove, Kadesh Atzmecho, Bemutam. Alright. Amon Lekingo. Koposik vitole, loishnem nan suyin ve loishnem neiras. Bishlemim nan suyin esle ve leisese, ve nesedich leisese ve esse. Elo min neirasen, loisese kreidu, yove esse ve yitre loisese, yove esse ve yitre loisese. Omarav gidlo omarav, omakro, ve onso yivimti ashoro, shein tamud leima yivimti. Ma tamud leim so di yivimti is superfluous. This is how Rashi explains it. ואולצו השאר המוצא למכתב וכסיב בראי שלקחו לקחס אז יבימתי מה אתה אומר לא אמר ואולצו יבימתי so the whole word of יבימתי is superfluous יש לך יבוא מאחס שאילו נחליץ אלו יבימתי ואיזו זו חייב עליו
יש לו חייבו מדים כוס אפילו יחפיס יש לו תחס יבימתי ועוצה השאר הווה משמע דהי דקחינה בלו תחס הוא דקום מצחר רחמון אל ועוצה השאר להחליט אבל חייב רב זה לא יקרינם בלו תחס לא יקרינם בלו ועוצה לא חייבו כוס אפילו יבימתי למימר יש לו חייבו מאחס שאין לו השאר להחליט ועבודה נקסיב לו תחס שאין לו יב שאין לו יב So we learn out from that that Chayav Lavin, there is no Yid. There is no Yid. So in other words, so according to the Havamin of the Gemara, we have a special Zer Sakosuf, that there is no Tchir by Yid. So the Gemara has the Kashe, Ve'im Chayav Krisis. Ve'im Chayav Krisis. Ve'im Chayav Krisis, Nama Leilav Mihoche, Ve'ibo Yechlitze, Ve'amai Patrinon Ligamre. Ve'amai Patrinon Ligamre. So Chayav Krisis too should require Chalitze. So Chalitze. So the Gemara says, O Makro, Im Liach Pitzu Yish Lakachas, O Chofit Miyam, Kol Eilu Yiv Meil Lechlitze, V'chol Shein Eilu Yiv Meil Lechlitze. And since by Chayav Krisis there is no Yiv, so Meil there is no Chlitze either. Yoche Chayav Lav Name. So Teisves discusses that. Thesis not Rishenim. What does the Gemara ask? Yoche Chayav Lav Name. So in other words, so we have to explain the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yoche Chayav Lav Name, that Kol Shein Lo Yib, Meile Chlitze, since he's not allowed to be Miyavim her, so Meile, she should not require Chlitze either. So the Gemara is a terror, so Rabbi Rachmoni Yevemtei, that Yesh Vo Yivo Machas. So Umaro Yiso, so Mistabre, Chayav Lav Tafse Bogdush, Chayav Krizel Tafse Bogdush, now let's see the Rashi. Tas be gdushin, hin kach, hinem bo lo kachas be dwehet. Aber chayob ik chrises, le tas be gdushin. Vaf lo ba chayob vinos vol afkeche. So the Rishenim raised a question against Rashi. Why does Rashi say, hin kach, hinem bo lo kachas be dwehet? Now, right now, the Gemara assumed that we do not say, tchiyes edei chaleis esei, le kabiyim. So Mimele Chayav Lavin has the same status. Chayav Lavin has the same status as Chayav Lavin Vese. Chayav Lavin Vese. So the Gemara Omid Bey says that Imboalu Loikonu. So Mimele, since it's Imboalu Loikonu, so why does Rashi say Hilkach Chunem Bilokachas Bideve? Hilkach Chunem Bilokachas Bideve. Aber Chayom ich kriege das Wischen. Vafilo oba Chayom vinos vol afkichi. The implication being only by Chayom ich kriege es oba Chayom vinos vol afkichi. So she doesn't become his wife. But we got a Chayom Raven, if oba Chayom vinos vol, so it is a kiche. She does become his wife. But according to the Avamin of the Gemara, that there is no tchie, so Chayom Raven has the same status, as Chayom Raven v'ese. So Chayom Raven v'ese in Boalu. Is loikon. I think that I discussed it already. I know it's right. So now, take the shita of the mir is that when the Gemara says in regard to Chayav Lavin Vese, in Boalu is loikonu, so it means in Boalu loikonu b'tiras yibu. But b'tiras gdushe bie is kele, but there is not kemine. If it is b'tiras yibu, so yibu shaloi midaito. So he's kene. You go meyom yalel. But some meile b'chayov lavim v'ese where there is no tchiyeh. So if he's boleh shalom idaito, so he's not kene. But suppose he's boleh midaito, and they are reading and everything. So then it's effective. She becomes mikudeshes to him because of kedusha bia. But how can we say because of kedusha bia? Monefshech. If kedusha bia is tefes. So that Maimer also be tefes, and we still say that Maimer is only effective mid Rabbanon, mid Reisenat. The answer is, why do we still say that Maimer is not kainable, not gameable? Because of a special Zersakosu. Yivomo Yoviolel, Bio Gimeresbo, Vein Kesef Ushtar Gimrimbo. So the mere shite is that Zersakosu only implies that Dushi Kesef Ushtar is not kainable. Dushi Kesef Ushtar not kainable. But not that Bia is not Kene. So Bia can be Kene in Yivome on two scores. First of all, because I'm the regular Yivome. So Bia can be Kene on two scores. First of all, because of the extra aloha of Yivim. So then he doesn't have to be Bay, he doesn't have to
based upon the dinim of Gdushin, because even without all the prerequisites of Gdushin, even without the das of the Yevome, so Yevome Yovi Oleo, and even in a case where on the basis of the special alochas of even he couldn't be Kenya. For example, Chayolam Ve'ese. So, but if he's born or b'teras dushin and the Arabian and it's midaito, so then he can be Kenya because of Gishabir. And the Xerasakosuf only implies in case of a Shtadim Rimbo, but not that Gishabir is any gay member. A Gishabir is any gay member. That's one. Then, when we learn the tasteless, Daf Chesamid Beis, in explaining the two, the Chesamid Beis, Tesis Dibar Amaschel, Kol Heicha Dike Trein Nikuchin. So Tesis gives two Terutzi, the Atul Ishenis. V'yesh Leima, the Chayav Yesed Yisrabe Lichlitze, Viz Bozike Ktsar Asavu Lichlitze, Wal Lukocho. Im Kei Tzoraseh Wal Kochoch Lebay Lichlitze, Di Bay Havu Lichal Lukocho. Veid, ulkocho mashmalosh es vises dushin, hilka chayaves, it has to be dushin, halucha ulkocho. So it's two separate lishinas and tasteless. So we explain one lashin and tasteless in accordance with the shita samiri. So that's the first lashin and tasteless. So that's what tasteless says. The chayaves, the israbel, the chlitzel, is bezike ktsas, halucha ulkocho, vim kein, havet so vim kein, so asel valkocho, bay chlitzel, di bay halucha ulkocho. So the first Loshen Tesis, we said, agrees with the Shita and the Miri, that Chayav Lavi Ve'ese, or Chayav Ve'ese Greide, according to Tesis, or Chayav Ve'ese, Chayav Lavi Ve'ese, is the same thing. So Mimele, B'tir Azdushin is Kenah, and then, that's the second Loshen, so they said in the second Loshen, so that we said the second Loshen in Teisves agrees with the Shita of the Miri. So then the question arises, what is the Pshat in the first Loshen in Teisves? Like if Teisves didn't have two Lishenes, so we could say the same Pshat in the first Loshen. But since Teisves has two Lishenes, and that obviously is the Pshat in the second Loshen, so what is the Shita of Teisves, the first Loshen? So then we mentioned the Rambam. Of course, we pass Maskon of the Gemara is Chayolav Migreide, so Midrais Misyabemen, because that's the Chalaisis. So Mimele, the Xerzakosuf of Yeshari Roma Achas is to be applied to Chayolav Veyese, not to Chayolav Migreide. So the Rambam says, in Alochi Perik Vov, you receive a Chlita Alochi Yud, Hoysai Roma Asur Al Yvomo Isalav Isarese. אבל חכמים גוזרו על שלא יסיאב מוחיו ולאב ולא ישניאס אבל חכמים גוזרו שלא יסיאב מוחיו ולא ישניאס זה יהיה שם יוב אלא פעם שניו והריבו עושה אסורו ואין שם מצווה שאין מצווה ססה אלא בי ראשי נבובב לפיכוך אם עובה ובו על יבנתי הוא אסור עליה משום לאב או משום מסי so he says לפיכוך אם עובה ובו על יבנתי הוא אסור עליה משום לאב או אם משום עשה ואין צורך לימר שניו הרי זה קונו כי אין גומו so the Rambam says not only אסור לי משום לאב also משום עשה so that shit is a Rambam can be explained I think the Achenim who say it in accordance with the shit of the Rajbo in Shinkubetzes in Ksuves
that in Shidduch Veses and Ksuves that not only is an essay deiche leisese, but an essay is deiche alav abom mechlau asei also. In other words, if one is a chiyuv asei and the other one is an iser asei, so the Rambam Shita is also like that. So he says, "Lifichoch imova ribal yventi asul imishum lavo imishum asei, v'imtzoch leimar shniuar is a konaki and gomor, umitzia beget." So he's kena her kinyan gomel. Then he says, in regard to chayav lavim veyese, so then there is no tchiye, even according to the Rambam. Ve'yivome she'yalmona min hanisuin ubo ole kinyan gomel. That's chayav lavim veyese, so there is no tchiye. Lo niftero tzoroso she'nese deiches leisese veyese ve'hoyu ve'likono min atiro kinyan gomel lo yihutro tzoroso lizar achetach. So the Rambam says, he emphasizes, the implication being that King Tzasi is king. And we couldn't say that the Rambam agrees with the Miri Shite, that he can be king of her, B'teras Dushin. So he shouldn't say, why does the Rambam say, Hoyl will econom in Atira King in Gomu, Luhutro Tsoros? So the Rambam should say, Hoyl, Luikono, Bitirasim, Avo, Kono is Obitiras Dushin, Moyo Midaito. And the Rambam doesn't distinguish between Midaito, Shoy Midaito. So it's Masha Roshna Rambam that he's Chayolam Vese, if it was Bolero, so he's not Kane her King in Gomu, but King in Shane Gomu, he's Kane her even Shaloy Midaito. Even Shaloy Midaito, he's Kane her. So we have to listen. So he said that according to the Rambam, so b'chayuv lavim ve'ese, so since there is no ese d'yichalese, say, so there is no mitzvah of him. There is no mitzvah of him. And if there is no mitzvah of him, so memele the whole aloche, that if he is born on one yivome, so the tzore also becomes muter. That is only shayach when there is a mitzvah of him. But where there is no mitzvah of Yidden, so then the Tzorah does not become Mutter. So the Tzorah still requires Chlitzeh. But since she herself requires Chlitzeh Midraiseh, so Mila, that means there is Zikeh. There is Zikeh. And what does Zikeh mean? Zikeh Chlitzeh. So we'll say Zikeh Chlitzeh. So there is no such thing as Zikeh Chlitzeh by itself. Zikeh Chlitzeh means that there is a marital attachment between the Yom and the Yom. That's why she requires chlitzeh. So there is no such thing as zikas chlitzeh by itself. Zikas chlitzeh also implies a marital attachment, a certain kind of zikah to the yom. So mimele, even though she's chayov lam ve'ese, so there is no mitzvah of even because there is no tchiyeh, but there is a zikah. There is a zikah, and what kind of a zikah is it? That's a zikah sibn, because by definition, according to the Rambam, zikah means a marital attachment. So Mimele, since there is a Zike, so if Boreo, so is Koloiso. But it's not King and Gomu, all the other aloches that apply to a Yivome, where there is a mitzvah of him. So do not apply to this kind of Yivome, because here she is Asur on him. But there is Zike. Since there is Zike, so is Kane Herbiteras Yivim. But the aloche that impatas the Tzore, that doesn't apply. So it's not like the Miri Shite. There is a big nafkemine. Suppose it will be Bol Elan Chayulam Ve'ese Shalom Midai. So according to the Miri, so it's nothing. So he's not Kenea altogether. Only B'teras Dushni can be Kenea. According to the Rambam, he'll still be Kenea. And she'll be an Eishishish. But the Aloche, Akin Gomor, to Pata the Tzore, and to be mafkia de zike, because Yibim is mafkia de zike. So when is Yibim mafkia de zike, and it patterns the tzore from it's mafkia de zike of the whole bayis, memele, it patterns the tzore, that is only when there is a mitzvah of Yibim. But by Chayav Lavim Ve'ese, where there is no mitzvah of Yibim, so then it's not mafkia de zike, so memele cannot patter the tzore. But she herself becomes clear to him, not on the basis of Yidushe B'ye, even Shalom Midaito, that's the Rambam Shite. There's the Rambam Shite. So the first Lashon of Teisves is like the Rambam Shite. Tafres, Mubeis, is like the Rambam Shite. The second Lashon of Teisves is like the Miri. Now in Rashi, we have to say, so Rashi could agree with either Shite, either the Miri Shite, or the Rambam Shita. Because the Rambam Rashi says, Tavsel B'mdushin, Hilkach Krinim Bo Letachat V'Evet, Aber Chayob Yitzchis, Es Lest Tavsel B'mdushin. V'afil Ovar, Hayob, V'nosvo Lav Kichi, the implication being that Rabbi Chayob Elavim, and in the Havamin of Gemara, so Chayob Elavim has the same status, and the same status, Chayob Elavim V'Ese, so the implication is that if Ovar Hayob, Chayob Elavim V'Ese, V'nosvo So Kichi, so it could be explained in accordance with the Shittes HaRambam, when the Gemara says Lo Ikonu, that means Lo Ikonu Ki En Gobo to Pata De Tzore, but she herself becomes Knuyo. Or it can be explained in accordance with Shittas, it can be explained in accordance with Shittas Rashi. So in other words, B'teras Gushabir. B'teras Gushabir. Either way it can be explained. Alright, now, Moshev Rav, Isa Mitzvah Visa Gdushe Bo Elel So that's no kasha against the Rambam, because ki in gomu it isn't. In order to be nifter otzoroso, there must be a ki in gomu, and since there is no tchiye and she's asur, so it's not mafkia the zikia of the bai, so maybe it's not nifter otzoroso, but she herself is knuyo. And the Gemara only emphasizes the kashi, am I nifter otzoroso? Who may see what? The Gemara gives a teret. Who may see what? Who may fire it? Lizdoni kutone. Bo alo aisa mitzve, cholet lo aisa dushi. Mosev rob. Lizdoni, let's see the rashi. Lizdoni kutone. Bo alo ko aisa dushi, da nishni is mitive seifrim. Di meraise chazilei, vi kamei ramye, vi fi choch nifter otzoroso biloso. Cholet ko aisa dushi, di ramye lichlitze, hilkach litzoso, Puteres Soros. Mosev Rob. Potsu Adako Uchushofo. So Isodom Vazoki. Or Hilzin Miyab. Keita. Meisu Vloem Achim, Vloem Noshim, Vloem Dachim, was my own Nishesayen. We must look at Vicholzu, Mashoso also. In Boalukon. Meisa Achim, Vloem Dachim, was my own Nishesayen, must look at Vicholzu, Mashoso also. In Boalukon, was a Likaim, Shushnabu, Yobi Potsu Adako. Visa Gedaito. Hayov Lav, Midrais, Lichlitze Ramye, Livle Ramye, Imboalu, Amaiponu. So again, according to the Miri and the Rambam, so because when it says Konu, it means a king Gomu. It's Bachia de Zikeli Gamre from the Bais. So the Moraskashi Imboal Amaiponu. Elo Marovi. Al Monim in Eires Name Esel Loisese. Dixiv Deishim Yerlike. Mamzeres in Sinemaikel Meima. So, all right. So you can explain as to why Almona Minayirasin there is no Yiv, because even by Almona Minayirasin there is a Leisis and an Ese. But why does the Mishnah say Mamzeres and Sino there is no Yiv? Ksi Viskadishtem Yochekol.